Hi, this is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to give you simple, easy to understand strategies, insights and tips to help you master the game of building wealth. And in this episode, I'd like to talk about what's involved in changing an accountant. You know, the difference between a great accountant and a not so great accountant can make a world of difference. You know, a proactive accountant will share not only tax saving ideas, but wealth building ideas, and certainly make themselves available to answer questions throughout the year promptly, and also make sure you don't end up in the ATO's bad books, such as attracting their attention or an audit or something like that, which no one really wants. There's probably two common complaints we get in respect to people's accountants, and that I've really it's been consistent really over the last 20 years. The first complaint is that their accountant doesn't provide proactive advice. So they're very good at sort of doing the day-to-day work, if you like, pumping out the compliance work, preparing a tax return, but they sort of never stop and ask themselves, if I was in this client's position, what would I do? Which I think is a very valuable and important question, and one that I encourage everyone in our business to ask. Put yourself in the client's shoes. Is there anything that they would do? Now, sometimes it's outside the scope of preparing your tax return, of course, but it costs nothing to flag it. And you might not have the idea, you might not be able to give the full advice, but hey, this is something we should start talking about or unveiling. The problem with accountants is they get pulled into the day-to-day grind of producing the work, and they don't necessarily have the time and space to ask themselves that question, although I think that's more of a business system flaw rather than a time management issue. The second most common complaint is that they're not quick to turn work around. So that can either be preparing tax returns, which, to be honest, isn't such a big deal because as long as you're meeting the deadline, no one really wants to pay their tax bill any sooner than they need to. But the more important one is being able to answer questions throughout the year. So it's important that your accountant has the opportunity to help you make a better decision. And they only can do that if they can get back to you quickly before you actually make that decision, that financial decision. So therefore, if you're going to get or obtain the most value from your accountant, you're only going to be able to do that if you feel confident that you can shoot them an email and get an answer relatively quickly. And I think, look, we should be able to get back to most clients within 24 hours. That's not to say we'll have the full answer within 24 hours, but at least you know we're working on it and when we will get the full answer back. So no proactive advice and too slow to answer questions is the common complaint. And when you have an accountant that is doing those two things, there's not a lot of scope for you to get any value over and above the production of sort of tax returns and compliance work. So one of the questions we are asked every now and again is what's involved in switching accountants? And actually, it's a very simple and easy process. Essentially, once you've engaged your new tax agent or accountant, they will immediately write to your incumbent accountant and for two reasons. The first one is that they need to send them what's called an ethical clearance letter, which essentially asks if there's any ethical reasons that might prevent them from taking on the assignment or you as a client. And that's very common in the industry, and most of the professional bodies require us to do that. The second thing is they'll request the transfer of documentation. So the most recent year's tax returns, any financial statements, things like depreciation and cost-based schedules, entity documentation like corporate constitution or trust deeds, these sorts of common things. Now, as a matter of professional courtesy, virtually all accountants respond to these requests, firstly, quickly, and secondly, without necessarily contacting their past client. The only exception to that is if you owe them fees. Typically, if you have outstanding accounts with that accountant, they won't provide a clearance letter until you make that payment. The only thing you need to do typically is sign an engagement letter with your new accountant. So essentially, once you decide to change, your new accountant does all the work. Another common question is, do you have to tell your accountant that you're leaving? And the short answer is no. Of course, you've got no obligation to have any contact, any further contact with them. I would think that if you have a long-standing or deep relationship with your accountant, I think as a matter of respect that it would make sense for you to drop them an email or pick up the phone and just explain why you're moving on, and perhaps even thank them for their previous help. If your situation has been very simplistic, you know, if you're just a PAYG employee and you have a very simple tax return, in most circumstances, your accountant wouldn't necessarily expect any contact from you. But essentially, there's no obligation to have any contact, and obviously, it'll depend on your relationship with that accountant and the circumstances surrounding your departure. Once we're appointed as a new accountant for a client, there's a few important steps that need to be completed. The first one is that we will update all ATO records to make sure that we're noted as the tax agent for that client, and also to make sure that we're the contact details for any correspondence. And it might be necessary to update other registers, particularly if you have entities such as ASIC registers and so forth. If they're not updated, sometimes you'll get a bill, it'll go missing, and you'll end up paying late fees. The next step, which is probably the most important, is reviewing past tax returns and schedules to identify any mistakes, omissions, or future planning matters. And this is really important. If the past accountant hasn't been doing their job as well as they should have, then potentially there's some mistakes. And amending a tax return might increase a refund or reduce the tax payable. So something that's important to do. And once we've completed that review, we'll then be in a position to sort of set out some key milestones, which could include, you know, when are we going to start preparing the next return? When are we going to undertake some tax planning? Those sorts of things. A common question we get asked is, does changing accountants attract the ATO's attention? And the short answer is no. Approximately 2/3 of Australians use a tax agent or accountant to lodge their tax return. So it's natural for a certain number of people to change providers each year, and there's certainly nothing unusual associated with doing that. Because a proactive accountant is so valuable, and of course how valuable it is depends on your circumstances, but the more complexity you have, the more value there is to have a really good accountant. And so sometimes we get asked, well, what's the best way to find an accountant? And really, I think the best way to find any professional that you're going to put a lot of trust in is by referral. So speak to some friends, family, or colleagues, or business associates, and see who they use, if they're happy. Hopefully people that are in relatively similar positions and similar needs to you. And if they've got some really good or glowing recommendations, that's probably the best way to find a good accountant. There are some generic questions that you can ask, you know, about their qualifications and experience, et cetera, et cetera. But in my view, there's probably sort of three areas you should focus your questioning or conversation when having when interviewing a new accountant. The first one is how many clients they have that have similar circumstances to you. So like with most things, particularly with professional services, if you do something every day, you're likely to become an expert at it. And really what you want to do is use an accountant that looks after heaps of people with similar circumstances to you. It'll mean that they'll be on top of everything. So that's a key one. The second consideration would be, what systems do they have in place in order to provide proactive advice? Given that's what you're really looking for, it's not reasonable to expect free advice all the time. That's not an accountant's job. But what you want them to do is identify issues for you. Now, they might be really simple and they can give you a very simple solution right then and there, or it might be something that needs to be looked at closer, but they're there to identify issues. So what processes, business process, do they have in place to make sure they're able to do that? So for example, we have a checklist that our accountants use after they complete a tax return to force them to think and look about the bigger picture and put themselves in the client's shoes. As I said, what would they do if they were in that situation? And the third is how quickly do they respond to questions and inquiries throughout the year. Now, I don't think it's necessarily reasonable to expect that, you know, every email is going to be replied to within half an hour or phone call returned within that time as well. Of course, we all have busy patches and so forth. But I think if you go into a point in an account and you want to be relatively comfortable that in most circumstances, you know, 80 to 90% of the time, you're going to get a relatively quick response. If it's a simple question, they can answer it then and there. If it has more complexity, sure, it could take longer to get the answer, and that's fine. But you just want to make sure that there's not deafening silence at the end of email or phone. So I think asking or focusing questions on that, and I think one of the questions could be, you know, what's your average response time to emails, for example? And I know myself, I would reply to every email the day that I receive it. So it's a really easy answer for me, for example. But it's good one to ask accountants. And if they turn around and say, oh, look, I'm not great on the phone or email, and I've heard that before, you know that's a pretty good flag. So there you go. Switching accountants is a simple and easy and relatively quick process. And in fact, your new accountant will do most of the work. So if you're unsatisfied with your current accounting relationship, my advice is to discuss your concerns with them. I think it's reasonable to give them the opportunity to rectify anything you're unhappy with. But if they don't make amends, I wouldn't hesitate to move on, because a proactive and a holistic accountant is worth their weight in gold, and will help you avoid risks and make sure you find all the relevant opportunities associated with you. I hope that's been useful. As I always remind you, if you love the podcast, please share and please rate it on wherever you're listening to the podcast, Apple or whatever. It certainly helps the popularity of the podcast, and therefore we get more listeners. And until next week, bye for now.